This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive, live from the Cleveland Her. Cleveland
Her. I hardly know her.
In downtown Cleveland. If you are on your way to game two tonight, make sure to stop on by the bar, see us. It's always great to see everybody. One of our favorite parts about doing any of this stuff is just getting to see your faces. And it's regrettable that you have to see my face looking back at you, but that's kind of part of the bargain. You got to deal with it. I smile. Sometimes
you do smile.
It doesn't look like I smile. It looks like I'm kind of Dracula. But I promise you, somewhere within this, I am smiling.
Between that and my RBF, we're really killing it as far as being, hey, we're welcoming to have you come on over and say hi.
We have double RBF on this show. Yeah. There is no joke about that.
We don't hate you. We want you to come say hi, but it's going to be with a look of a plum.
Mick Ultra, want to say big thanks to our friends, Mick Ultra, for having us out. But as we have the conversation about the Cavs in Game 2 tonight and who has to step up and does it feel like a Game 7, you know, we played the Kenny Atkinson stuff yesterday in real time because we got the press conference was happening at the beginning of the show, and I really didn't have any problem with it. Did you? Like, I don't remember either of us having an issue with anything that Kenny Atkinson had to say about physicality and the refs.
No, it's what he should have said.
Yeah.
I think that was the consensus.
So I was kind of blown away today because we're going to play the little piece of sound here. It's about a one-minute clip about Kenny Atkinson talking about the injuries from Game 1 and really where he was at and maybe some frustration that he had. We're going to play that, and then we're going to react to it because I actually think people are doing Kenny Atkinson dirty. Here's Kenny.
Utmost respect for Indiana and Rick and how they coach, and I don't think they were dirty plays, but I think it passed the line of physicality. That line we've kind of been talking about where it became excessive. So number one was the non-call on DeAndre's layup. Everyone in the world just look at that play, and they reviewed it, and I'm just like in shock. I don't know, and I guess I got to know the rules better, so maybe I don't know the rules. I felt he got absolutely obliterated and dislocated his thumb. So he'll be questionable. And then Evan, around the same time, I can't remember if it's before or after, Turner contests his two-point shot, comes under, clearly under him, right? Shooters need space to land and is pushed off balance, in kind of our opinion, and tweaks his ankle pretty bad. I think you guys saw him limping the rest of the game. He'll be questionable. But I have a problem when we got, you know, two of our best players doubtful for tomorrow's game. It's hard for me to get my head around that.
I think the only thing we missed is that I don't believe a thing Kenny Atkinson said when he said, I don't think the Pacers are dirty. I guarantee you, when he was walking away, he was calling them dirty bastards. I guarantee you that Kenny...
Probably.
And same thing with the referees. Like, Kenny has more criticisms, but he handled it in a specific way. And so, like, to me, I didn't hear, hey, the refs are why we lost. What I heard is, the refs are why we had injuries because certain things weren't called a certain way. That's not blaming the refs on why you lost. And yet, I heard it with the Morning Boys today. I heard it on other shows. Oh, Kenny's taking the easy way out. I didn't hear a single easy way out in what he said. I think he was trying to protect his guys.
What's the easy way out? I'm confused by that.
Well, blaming the refs. Blaming the refs is a Homer, I think Lima said, Homer-licious thing to do.
Oh, okay. Well, they were getting on you more for for saying the refs were the problem for five games.
Yeah. Like, well, no. I think that's
where some of the discourse maybe started to come from as far as being accused of being a homer.
I think Lima was specific about both things, about game one and about the first four games.
You said multiple times you didn't think they lost. You said it in the clip. You didn't think they lost because of anything that happened in the first game.
I believe I even said I don't think it was in top five reasons why they lost.
Right. So I guess I'm confused as to where the criticism comes
from. Well, no, I think Kenny's getting criticism. I meant
from Lima lobby to you.
Oh, that's just...
Just par for the course, then?
I think it's just shows on shows. That's what we do.
Shows on shows. I didn't think it personally.
I thought it was funny. I actually texted him. I thought it was funny.
Okay, now you say it that way, and it seems like you took it personally.
No.
I know you didn't, but
no,
didn't really. When you said it that way, it just was a little funny.
No, okay. Well, I don't know how to say it any differently.
Okay, then.
No, I really didn't. Now I feel like because you're not buying it, I'm trying to sell it.
I bought it until then you presented it that way. It was like,
well, no, that was like a proof of like, I would like, if I took it personally, I would have texted them, hey, that was really funny. I really like that.
I know, but it wasn't really, I guess it was just an unnecessary throwout of I didn't find it personal is my read on that.
So should I have said I did find it personal?
No. I think not bringing it up at all probably would have been the real mark of you not taking it personally.
Oh, wait, what, them?
Like well, not bringing it
so
up,
I
being
think,
like...
I think it was
putting it out there, like, and I didn't take it personally, made it then seem like you did take it personally.
All right, so let's get the... We'll try and get the train back on the right tracks here.
Yeah.
Kenny Atkinson, I think, has been portrayed as a guy who was complaining about the refs, meaning, like, the way J.B. Bickerstaff used to.
I mean, he did complain about the refs. He just didn't do it anywhere close to what J.B. did.
But, like, it wasn't a nebulous thing. It wasn't blaming that for the loss.
For sure.
It was blaming it for the injuries.
No, you have to do that in order to make sure the rest of the series doesn't go with all your guys injured.
Well, and, yeah, you have to, like, okay, specific to what he said, to me, the most concerning one was the DeAndre Hunter no call, because it was obvious and they reviewed it.
Right.
And with the way reviews work now, you're able to make even more judgments
on either side whether it's a dirty call or not. You should just be able to see that the left hand jammed him right in the chest.
But I will say, like, the fact that the Pacers, one of the biggest things that the NBA, and I can't remember, it wasn't Harden, but there was an injury, like, was it Clay or was it KD? Like, 4 or 5 years ago, that's when the NBA started really enforcing landing zone. And I actually went back on watching the Pacers game 1. They didn't enforce that at all.
Well, remember,
for either team, but they certainly didn't do it for Indy.
Initially, it was a James Harden thing, remember? And then Harden actually changed how he did his step back in order to make sure that he didn't get injured in those moments.
So, like, I just...
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't think Kenny crossed any lines or blamed anything, and it was wild because I feel like what you and I said yesterday, which is, I think this is fair game, I think he's protecting his guys, and I think the two calls, I think if he had just done, like, yeah, there's some bad officiating in that,
yeah.
I think the fact that he was specific about the two calls and then gave the injury, like...
No, you got to do it, but let's
like
be honest.
I still don't think this is fine worthy, by the way.
You got to do it. I commend him for doing it. You have to say these type of things, and if he gets a fine, he gets a fine. It is what it is. That's $50,000 well spent, but this is now put it out for the fan base. Like, everyone's going to be hawk They're going to be Hawkeye on these officials.
You think fans need encouragement to be?
I think fans love it. I think they seek it out to begin with anyway. And yes, if anything, it'll feel like if you go after the officials tonight, it's going to make it feel like you're on behalf of Kenny Atkinson.
I
like almost like you're sticking up for the coach, and there's nothing a fan base would love more than to get on the refs while also seeming like you're sticking up for Atkinson.
I think fans blame, and this is true of everywhere, I think fans blame refs no matter what calls they get or don't get. And I do think that's a fair thing to say. But like, I don't think Kenny Atkinson saying that, like, I'm watching more.
I mean, fans pay attention to all this stuff though, Nick, you know that.
Yeah. But
the moment anything that comes close to any one of the two plays that Atkinson was critical of, or anything that was even questionable, fans are going to be on these refs' throat tonight.
Yeah. But I'm already locked into that because of what happened, and specifically the Mathurin foul. Because Mathurin didn't just foul him, then he stood over him, which in and of itself could have been a technical.
Right, but it highlighted it, and now we've been talking about it for 24 hours. Like you said, you would think about it. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. I don't think I would be thinking about either one of those plays right now.
Oh, I think I would.
They both probably would have been in my rearview mirror. There's a lot of things I thought about with game one. Both those plays probably would have been in my rearview mirror.
So I'll be watching the officiating for a different reason tonight. I want to see if it worked for Kenny.
Well, do they give him a lot of calls based off of him complaining in game one?
I just want to see an evenly officiated game. I thought the Cavs got away with murder in the third quarter, and there were multiple plays that just shouldn't have been, and then they had the light touch on Evan Mobley early in the game. Like, I don't think it was a wildly consistent game. That bugs me as much as just it's one-sided or this, that, the other.
But it wasn't Tibbs in the New York series in round one being like, why did they go to the line 20 more times than we did? Like, the free throws were relatively close as far as the difference between the end of the game. Like, it wasn't as if it felt like that they were calling it completely one-sided or another. And here's something I did agree with Lima on, where Lima mentioned he was near the bench and how Carlisle and the Pacers thought that they were getting robbed. I do remember in the second quarter, because now I've been like piloting myself into Indiana fans, and they were complaining heavily about the idea that we were having a lot of homer calls called on behalf of the Cavs.
216-474-0092. We want to hear from you guys on this one. Will you be watching? I got that, buddy. Sorry, we're still working stuff out here. But will you guys be locked in to officiating tonight to see just how tightly this is called and whether the Cavs get jobbed in a few more calls tonight? Now, that was a homer-licious way to say that. Todd in Akron, welcome to the show, buddy.
Sounds like a Fergie song.
Thank you. I called in about 2 months ago. And I said, when the Cavaliers play physical, but they're not playing physical, right, that the refs are not going to call. They're going to call it against the Cavs. Now we got Indiana falling and breaking limbs, and now they're not calling at all. I'm just hoping the Cavs get as physical as they are. And they got to do the same dirty plays to Indiana and see if the refs will call those plays. What about that?
I look at that.
Okay. Let's match dirty with dirty, eye for an eye.
Yeah.
No, oh, sorry about that.
He's like, hell yeah, you say that, JP.
I didn't realize you were going to keep going there,
he's
buddy.
Like, exactly what I'm talking about.
Anybody else get Baby Billy vibes from Todd?
Oh, really?
Any Righteous Gemstones fans out there? Just hear a little Baby Billy there. Just a little bit. No? All right, if I'm on an island, I'm on an island. Maybe it's because I just watched the finale today.
I think I need to go back and watch more of it. I told you, I watched episode one, season four, which has nothing really to do with the main cast at all, and it was really good, and I haven't gone back.
We will get more into the physicality part of this coming up in the 3 o'clock hour because Jared Allen had a couple interesting things to say. I just think when it comes to the officiating, like, I'll double down. I don't think the Cavs have gotten superstar treatment in the playoffs at all. That's not why they had struggles in certain spots in games one or two, but I think it just feels like it feels like there is a status that is owed to great teams in the NBA, and for whatever reasons, the Cavs don't get those calls yet.
I think those teams, though, typically are teams, they're great teams over years with an S.
I mean, the Cavs have won 150 games in 3 years, and they've been a top four seed for all three years.
But the Cavs are nowhere close to what Boston's done over the past couple of years as far as for building up what is close to a dynasty. Like, we talk about great teams. It's a very good
Cavs team. They've won one title.
It's a very good Cavs team. It's not a great Cavs team yet. They have a chance to do that.
They won 64 games.
Yes, for 1 year. My whole point is you have to do it for multiple seasons before you start being put in some sort of pantheon.
I just want to know, like, what is the magical theorem or algorithm to get in these delicious superstar calls.
No, but I think it's years with an S. I think you're having – Cavs had a world-class awesome season, but I think it takes years with an S and some of those dynasties in order to start getting some of those calls. I can make an argument for as great as Jokic is in Denver, they did win a title a couple years ago. They don't get many calls either. Like, there's a lot of teams that don't get calls. You think the Thunder get a lot of calls?
So is it just if you play in a big market or if you have LeBron James in your team, no, that's not, how you get calls?
I don't think it's that. I think historically within the NBA, I think – first off, we're in a time where you've had six title winners in the previous 6 years. You have more parity than you typically have. But throughout historically in the NBA, it's been obvious which dynasties are which, whether that's the Warriors, whether it's the Lakers, whether it's the Bulls, and then those teams typically get the calls.
I just think it just feels like when we say, like, well, Denver doesn't get it. Well, Denver's not considered a main NBA market. OKC doesn't get it. All right, well, that's year two. Okay, well, the Cavs don't get it. Well, who does? Boston? Golden State? Oh, okay. All right. It just feels a little more choosy than anything else.
I don't make the rules. Don't shoot the messenger here. It's just
No.
It's just
I'm not trying to shoot the messenger.
Based off of what it's you're right. Then you're right. That I don't think it's major market bias. It's just most dynasties have been in major markets.
216-474-0092.
Disagreeing?
How locked into the officiating will you be tonight? I think it's just a very selective process, and I'd like to know. I want to know, like, does Tim Donaghy head that one up? I just want to know, like, who's on the selection committee on when you get crowned and when you don't get crowned, and like, whether market size plays a factor into it at all. Now, we have had plenty of Cavs talk here. Want to hear from you guys? We get back to the Cavs coming up.
That sounded very homerlicious, by the way.
Me and Fergie, we're homerlicious. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been saying that about
us. That's what I heard. Yeah.
But the number game with the Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.